Charlotte's Best Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
Did you miss the show? Download the podcast now.
All right, Brick, thanks for being here. Please rate and share the episode and hit that follow button if you're listening through one of the things. What do they call those things that you listen through?
Like streaming device,
yeah,
apps.
Streaming device apps. There you go. Good one, JD. Thank you.
I'm here for it.
However you hears my voice.
Yeah, yes. I don't know. Do I look like a Mr. Technical Mumbo Jumbo guy?
Nope. No, you don't look like Mr. Technical Mumbo Jumbo.
Nor do you sound like him.
No, the Technical Mumbo Jumbo doesn't do it. I got a, I splurged like, when was Prime Day? That's been a while.
Yeah, that was a while ago, the 11th?
You splurged?
July 11th?
Yeah, on what?
An Apple Watch.
He won't wear it.
Wow.
But I took a while to even have, you know, my daughter program it or whatever. But I can't get used to wearing it, and then I keep forgetting it. And so I don't know. I might just give it to an orphan or something.
What?
Oh.
Is there a charity Apple Watches for orphans?
I don't know.
Me?
Well, I was about to say, technically I'm an orphan.
Yeah. So I don't know. And then I was all confused. And I had an iPad for a similar length of time.
Where'd that go?
I took it down to my
brother. iPads for orphans?
Yeah. I took it down to my brother to get it set up.
Uh-huh.
So it's working. And
does your brother still have it?
No. I brought it back.
How many tech consultants do you have on the payroll?
A lot. A lot. My daughter, my two daughters, and my brother, and you.
Yeah.
Can
Andy help?
No, oh God, no.
Oh, no. Two birds of a feather.
Oh, no, my friend Andy, no. My friend Andy doesn't even use cruise control.
I understand. Does he just not trust it? He shouldn't trust cruise control?
No, he just never even really thought about it.
I don't like it.
What?
I don't like it.
I'm not a fan.
I always use it.
I like to actively drive.
Wait a minute.
While I'm driving.
You need to.
I use it in the neighborhood.
You need to, because we don't need you speeding and then not paying attention. Let's take controlling the speed of the vehicle off of your ADD plate while you're driving.
But
let's take it off your plate.
There's a reason why every car has it. People use it and like to use it.
Some people do.
Most.
Maybe
on
most.
On the highway especially and stuff like that.
50-50.
I figure if
it's
it was
50-50, why would it be on every car?
That's why I believe that there are quite a few people who enjoy it, but I'm not going to say 50-50 because it's not just who loves it, who doesn't. It's those people who tend to turn over cars quickly. Those are the people. Like, there will be people who buy 5 cars to my 1. Those are the people who probably are more cruise control people.
Why? Why would they be?
Because what I'm saying is, it doesn't mean just
that they'd be less likely because they're car people and they want to do
car
the whole
people.
Like feel the power. Like,
no, they're car
it.
People. They want to use all of the bells and whistles on
they
their car.
They want to floor it.
They're probably people who take road trips in their car. They show off their car. They're car people.
Car people would use. I would think they would use the
I'm not a car person.
I have a survey. 34% of respondents use cruise control whenever possible. ScienceDirect.com.
That's whenever possible.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, so I'm thinking most people use it.
So when it's not possible, they don't use it?
No, like...
Like not on a highway?
I would think whenever possible means not whenever.
Well, thank you, Einstein!
Like, don't you on the highway, like...
Hello, my name's Matt Harris. I majored in communications.
I speak for a living.
I'm not Mr. Technical Mumbo Jumbo guy.
Technical Mumbo Jumbo. I use it.
Obviously, you don't even understand this.
I know, you're right. I don't. I can't believe. Why wouldn't you use it? It's fun. And your other foot, can go around, circle around, and hang out.
Once again.
Oh, man.
My foot just goes dancing.
I don't not use it because I would prefer to tap dance while I'm driving.
Yes, I like to stop
my foot. I just prefer not to use it because I like to be more responsive to what the other drivers are doing.
Oh, I see.
Immediately.
Oh, I said it real high.
So that's the other part of the study. You are 24% more likely to speed.
Yeah.
So it says 34% of respondents use cruise control whenever possible. 46% said they use it occasionally.
Like occasionally. How much use it whenever possible?
34% whenever possible.
And then what occasionally?
46% said occasionally.
So add them up, that's a lot.
That's 80%. Not good at math either.
It's like 80% are using it. So
you're blowing us away.
80% are using it.
Wow, mind blown. Mind blown.
50,
some of the time. Some of the time.
But it was no 50-50. So the
nothing was close to 50. 50. Like, people don't like it as much as you think.
80% right. Use it.
But 40%, 46% use it occasionally. That's my 50-50.
But use it.
No, but that's my 50-50.
You said 50 don't use it, and 50 do use it. Now it's 80 use it, and 20 don't. There you go. So,
okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
80%
okay, math
it.
Major. Yeah. All right.
So,
all right.
Communications expert.
I use it to stay in the speed in neighborhoods. Like, to make sure I don't go over 25 or 30 or something like that.
I don't ever use it in neighborhoods.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, to be safe, you know, if you were to ever get pulled over and a cop would say, do you know how fast you were going? You'd say, yes, I do. I had it on cruise control. It's
so
this.
Shut up, officer.
I would never think of even
I wouldn't suggest
using
saying
it
that,
in
but
a neighborhood.
I don't like to. I want to make sure I don't speak.
Well,
sometimes
I'm glad.
You just lose your
I'm glad. I'm glad you do. I'm glad you do that.
Well, I also put my Waze on, even if I'm going like to the QT
or
something.
I do that.
You
that.
Need it.
Yeah,
you've
that.
Also gotten lost jogging in your own neighborhood.
That is true.
Therefore, I understand you in the QT near your home and Waze. Well, that's adorable.
Circle K now I go.
And the GPS on his way to Andy's.
Yeah.
Well, and isn't that next door?
Doors down.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to break the speed limit going over there.
He is a fast walker.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
a fast walker.
Right, right. Let me tell you, good drivers use cruise control.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm like, going to ask them.
I'll put it like 9 miles above the speed limit if I'm on a highway or something. Unless there's a lot of the traffic's going faster, then I'll be like, all right, cool. But, you know. Eh, whatever.
I'm going to call my cousin Kurt Russell. I'm going to ask him about it.
You do. If he's a good driver, then he's using it.
I don't know.
Maybe not 100% time like I do. I'm a little over the top.
I mean, for you, I love the fact that you're using it in neighborhoods. I love that. Because that means, you know, it like in Belmont, it's 35 miles per hour all over the city. Mm-hmm.
So sometimes,
so you can just set it at 35 and just, but then in some places it's 20. You need to know. You need to be.
I'm with you.
Cruising.
You get a little bit excited or something and start going fast.
Excited?
Whatever.
I'm on my way to QT. Woo! Yeah. Woo! I'm there.
Yeah.
These are literally places in your neighborhood.
It's not four.
There's a road by.
But that also shows how quickly one can get distracted. And I'm not making fun of Matt's ADD because I too have ADD. I'm very, very, very easily distracted. Like you can tell me something, and the next minute it's gone. That's why my cabinets stay open until I come back in the room and realize.
Oh no.
Yeah, but because the ADD, I'm concentrating on whatever it is I'm doing. And I'm not opening and then closing, but when I leave the room and come back in, it's like, well, look, I left cabinets open.
The doors open thing, if I walked in and saw that, would kind of bother me a little bit.
But you know what?
But it's,
that's
but
I say
alone,
that
so
to say, I know I've got my issues.
Yes, you're right,
I know
right,
what works
right.
for me.
Yes.
So if what works for you and the community at large is you putting on cruise control in neighborhoods, I support it wholeheartedly.
There's a road by my house, Glen something or Gardenia, I don't know, something. Anyway, it's a road that seems like it would be fun to drive fast on. I mean, it'd be really super fun to, and it's but it's a low speed limit, like 35 or 40 or 40.
I've had those before, like the ones that have like really fun corners that you can drive on.
And it's nicely paved. Mm-hmm. Like, it's great.
You just want to go easily. Zoom. Yep.
And there's always coppers sitting around.
Have you ever talked about a road this much, Ramona?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yep.
I was trying to explain why you got to do it. Then you ever get on a road here and it's like 45, say, or and you're like, I want to go 70.
No, the only time I have had these conversations are around pretty drives, like driving up to the mountains.
Oh yeah.
Driving along the shore.
Or drive faster.
Or like driving up to my new home. I get to go through the Kramer Mountain area, so it's windy and beautiful. No, I want to just take it easy, going around the curves and enjoy the foliage. It's beautiful.
Yeah. I had a stick shift for a while, and little zoomy roads were my favorite because I would just zip right through them.
But that's going faster.
No,
right?
I just felt like a car commercial, like I was nifty.
But I'm a stick that really, you really want to go fast.
No.
So that's why you put the cruise control on.
I never.
Cruise control on, baby.
I want to go fast.
Cruise control.
He's Ricky Bobby.
Yep.
He's Ricky Bobby.
That keeps me from being Ricky Bobby.
Oh, okay. You're just holding back your Ricky Bobby.
Yes, 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 yes. Exactly.
You'd be
right.
Cutting people off in the carpool like.
Yep. But I am in
you're
control.
Not first, you're last.
In I your am. Face, Brittany!
Yeah, 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 yeah. I learned. Rate, share, follow, all that good stuff, and check out Ramona Holloway's social, Matt Harris, and The Morning Mix. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for listening to Charlotte's best mix of the 90s, 2000s, and today on Mix 107.9 and always streaming live at mix1079.com.